The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Seeing that many others have undertaken to draw up accounts of the events that have taken place among us, exactly as these were handed down to us by those who from the outset were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, I, in my turn, after carefully going over the whole story from the beginning, have decided to write an ordered account for you, Theophilus, so that your excellency may learn how well-founded the teaching is that you have received. Jesus, with the power of the Spirit in him, returned to Galilee, and his reputation spread throughout the countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as he usually did. He stood up to read, and they handed him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord has been given to me, for he has anointed me. He has sent me to bring the good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, and to the blind new sight, to set the downtrodden free, to proclaim the Lord's year of favor." He then rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the assistant, and sat down. And all eyes in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to speak to them, "This text is being fulfilled today, even as you listen." The Gospel of the Lord. Praised be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From the readings of today, there are lots of things to learn. But I would like to talk about something that perhaps we can discover in all the readings of the Mass today. That's the subject of the liturgy, the liturgical assembly. No? If you read the first reading, we hear a description of the liturgy which took place during that period of Jewish history after the Babylonian captivity. So we hear of Ezra, who is the scribe, who reads from the book of the law. The first reading talks about the assembly, the members of the assembly, men, women, and children old enough to understand. So from this we also know that everyone who has arrived at the age of reason, including children who can understand, children who are able to understand, are meant to take part in the liturgy, to participate in the liturgy. What I would like to talk about is the connection that exists between the liturgy and the Word of God. So we understand that the Word of God is handed down to us orally by means of a sacred tradition, or in written form by means of sacred scripture. So we have the sacred scripture, but not alone. This must go hand in hand with sacred tradition. And we have the magisterium of the church, the teachings of the popes that help us to understand the meaning, the significance of our sacred scripture. It is in the liturgy that God's word is explained to us. It is in the liturgy and in the celebration of the sacraments that we enter into a personal relationship with God. Probably some of you might have heard evangelicals and Protestants who would make this affirmation, who would make this statement, are you born again? Do you have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior? For us Catholics, a baptized and confirmed Catholic who faithfully participates in the liturgy and in the celebration of the sacraments, especially the sacrament of reconciliation and the Holy Eucharist, already has this personal relationship with Christ. Why? Because the liturgy is the place of encounter between God and His people. We are the people of God, men, women, and children old enough to understand, who come to church on Sunday and participate in the liturgy. We are the people of God, and we come to church to encounter Christ, to be with Him, to spend that time with Him. The Second Vatican Council tells us that when, in fact, Christians gather, first of all, on Sunday, to celebrate the Eucharist, they encounter Christ, present in the church as she prays and worships, present in His Word, since it is He who speaks when in the church the Holy Scriptures are proclaimed, present in the person of the priest, present in a most special manner in the Eucharistic sacrifice under the consecrated species of bread and wine. So, as I said, the first reading describes this liturgy, this Jewish liturgy. So we are told that Ezra, the priest, brought the law before the assembly, which consisted of men, women, and children old enough to understand, children at the age of reason. The reading tells us that Ezra, standing on a wooden platform which raised him high above the people, like this pulpit where I'm standing on. Now, Ezra, from the pulpit, read to the people from the book of the law. And the people, hearing Ezra read from the book of the law, bowed down and prostrated themselves before the Lord in adoration and worship. What does this mean? Listening to God's word proclaimed in the liturgy, proclaimed at Mass, should lead us to a greater participation in the mystery of the Holy Eucharist, to a greater veneration and adoration of the incarnate Word of God. Our Christian faith is not a religion of the book, but of the living Word of God. In the liturgy, we encounter Christ. In scriptures, we hear the word of God proclaimed to us. In the Holy Eucharist, we receive the living word of God, who is Jesus Christ Himself. The one reason why the readings are proclaimed from scripture at the beginning of Mass is to facilitate that encounter with Christ in the Holy Eucharist. So we hear the word being proclaimed. We hear the homily given that is meant to explain the significance of God's word. And this should help us to arrive at a greater participation in the mystery of the Holy Eucharist. The natural place for reading sacred scripture is in the liturgy. The scriptures come to life and find full expression in the sacred liturgy. Together with all the other liturgical texts, they become a great prayer of praise to God. So we should ask ourselves, when you participate at Mass, do you pay attention to God's word, which is being proclaimed? But more importantly, does the wisdom and knowledge you gain by listening to God's word help you to a greater adoration of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist? Let us all keep in mind this one thing. Our participation at Mass is measured not by the actions we are able to perform at Mass, not by the functions we are given to do at Mass, but by how deep we are able to penetrate into the mystery of the Holy Eucharist. I must say that if we come to Mass on Sundays and we don't understand what's going on, sometimes it may not be our fault, but if as a result of our own negligence, we do not enter into the mystery of the Holy Eucharist, we have really not participated at Holy Mass that Sunday. No? So we come here to listen to the scriptures, and listening to these scriptures helps us, should help us, you know, participate in the mystery of the Holy Eucharist, the sacrifice of the Holy Eucharist. At Mass, let our attitude be that of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who, as Scripture tells us, kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. At Mass, let us devoutly and attentively listen to God's word, which is being proclaimed. Listening to God's word, let us quietly ponder and reflect upon them in our hearts, so that we can enter more deeply into the mystery of the Holy Eucharist, which is being celebrated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.